Finally, there's been an important loss to the world of journalism we wanted to tell you about. Nancy Hicks Maynard died on Sunday at the age of 61. She was the first black female reporter at the New York Times. Later, she and her husband Robert Maynard became the first African Americans to publish a big city daily newspaper. And they didn't stop there. They also founded a renowned institute to train minority journalists. Joining us on the line to talk about Nancy Hicks Maynard is Richard Prince. He's the author of Journalisms, an online column about diversity issues in the news business. Welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Richard.
Great to be here, Michelle.
You know, we use that term pioneer so often, sometimes I think it may have lost its meaning, but Nancy Hicks Maynard really was a pioneer.
Exactly. She was, of course, a pioneer at the New York Times. Imagine a black woman covering science then in her 20s, in the midst of the civil rights movement and all that turmoil. She had a law degree. She later was a businesswoman and a publisher, a co-publisher of a newspaper. And, of course, she founded the Maynard Institute. She and some other people founded the Maynard Institute for whom my column is written. And that Maynard Institute was a forerunner of the unity movement among journalists. I mean, it was multicultural, and that was also a pioneering.
Yeah, trained all journalists of all ethnic backgrounds. Yeah, you pointed out that she was at the New York Times. She married Bob Maynard, who was a distinguished columnist for the Washington Post. Both of them could easily have devoted all their time to kind of managing and pursuing these prestigious careers, but they gave it all up to establish this nonprofit institute. Why do you think they did that?
Well, part of it was the Times. I was just reflecting on this about how, growing up in the civil rights era, as many of us did, we encountered a lot of historical figures who we didn't realize were historic at the time. But people just did what they thought needed to be done. And at the time, the phrase was bandied about. In fact, it's still bandied about. Can't find anybody qualified. So they were tired of hearing that. So they said, well, we're going to produce people who are qualified. So that phrase will be eliminated from the ranks of journalism.
And they also had the standing to understand. It's often one hears that, well, I can't find anybody. And, as employers, they say, well, give me a break. I can't find anybody. They were employers. As we mentioned, they were publishers of the Oakland Tribune. I just want to point out a couple of things that they did then. It was considered counterintuitive at the time, but they reoriented circulation and advertising away from the suburbs and focused on the urban core of Oakland and Berkeley. They didn't run handgun ads in the paper because of the spiraling murder rate in Oakland at the time. And you just talked to me a little bit about their time at the Oakland Tribune. I do want to point out that it remains the only major metropolitan daily to have ever been black-owned.
Isn't that sad? Yes, that is definitely true. And the staff they produced, I mean, there was such a spirit, and I'm taking such inspiration from the comments that are coming in to the Maynard Institute website about what it was like to work there and to work under Nancy. Not only was she the co-publisher, but she was still a journalist. And then when they had the Maynard Institute in the early days, she was in that classroom teaching about ethics and good journalism and doing journalism with a social conscience. The combination of being a business person and having a social conscience and being an artist, as journalists are, is kind of rare.
What do you think her legacy will be?
Well, I think that her legacy is going to be in inspiring other people. People of the current generation sometimes say they don't find these kind of role models. People who are willing to just step on out there and build something and maintain high standards and be elegant at the same time. And I think Nancy fulfilled that role. She was sort of like a Coretta King figure for black journalists.
That's well said. Richard Prince is the author of Journalisms, an online column about diversity issues in the news business and issues pertaining to reporters of color. He was telling us about Nancy Hicks Maynard. She died on Sunday at the age of 61. Richard Prince, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Great. Thanks again.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.